You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Chris has come sauntering back in the room. She wants to see if she can figure out who's lying in our group, too.
Yeah.
Are you usually pretty good at telling which one of us is a liar?
Oh, I can read people. She's a mom. Yeah. She's trained.
Here's Elizabeth on the phone. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Are you pretty good at spotting a liar?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, let's find out. Here's the way it works. I will tell you a statement, then Emily, and then Jeremy. You have to figure out which one of the three of us is lying. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, I'll start us off. We were just talking about Spotify a few minutes ago and the most streamed song. Well, the most streamed male artist on Spotify this year was Drake with 1.8 billion streams. Emily?
Descendants of Pocahontas are in talks with Disney to add a theme park in her honor at the Florida location.
Well, that sounds lovely. All right, here's your third one. If a Christmas shopper went out today, right now, and purchased all of the items from the 12 Days of Christmas, that song, they would spend just over $155,000.
I gotta get me a Lord of Leapin'.
Elizabeth, who was lying?
I think Dom.
You think I was? You don't think it was Drake?
No.
I gotta tell you, you're not right. It definitely was Drake.
Unfortunately, there will not be a Pocahontas-themed park at Disney anytime soon.
Some canoe rides.
Emily was lying to you, Elizabeth.
You liar, Emily.
Listen, you have a great day, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for being on the
show. Sorry about that.
That was a pretty good one, I gotta say. Here's Jamie. Hello, Jamie. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
You ready to play?
I am so ready.
All right, I'm going to start us off again, and this time I'm going to tell you that the most streamed female artist on Spotify this year was Adele. Emily?
You know, Chris Farley, the stand-up comedian? Well, he had a cousin named Jim Farley, and Jim is the current CEO of Ford Europe.
Way to go, Jimbo. Mm-hmm. All right, Jamie, be on the lookout. Police are looking for a meat thief. A trucker has gone missing with 40,000 pounds of meat in his rig. That's enough to make 160,000 hamburgers.
Oh, my God.
Who's lying, Jamie?
Oh, this is a tough one. I think Adele is not the top female.
You don't think so?
No.
Guess what? You won.
Nice.
Yay!
That is right. I was lying. It was actually Rihanna with over a billion. Rihanna has a billion.
Her song came out too late in the year for her to
right.
be one already.
She's not even letting it go on Spotify, her new album.
There you go. Thus, the lie. Mm. Jamie, stand by. Prizes for you, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for listening. All right, so we're one and one so far. Here's Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're all good. Are you ready to try to spot the liar here?
Absolutely.
All right, I'll go first. An anonymous couple left a check for $500,000 in a Salvation Army bucket.
Cha-ching.
Today is, get this, Britney Spears, Nelly Furtado, and Lucy Liu's birthday.
Wow.
Peter, Yankee Candle released a new scent this year called Santa Farts. It smells like peppermint and has little bits of glitter in it.
Who's lying, Peter?
Oh, dear. I haven't seen the Santa fart, so that's what I'm going to go with.
You're going to go Santa farts?
You think that's a lie?
That was so obvious, but that's right. Yes, that's right.
I really want that candle, though.
It's like peppermint. It has glitter
in it. And the glitter?
You know, you just gave somebody a brilliant idea. Peter, you win. Stay on the line, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Chris is laughing.
Are we sending everybody to Panera Bread?
I think we should.
Right, get a bread bowl.
All right, there you go. Here's Courtney. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
All right, so far, two out of three have been able to figure out who's lying. You ready to give it a shot?
I'm so ready.
Okay, here we go. I'll go first. A new study says your Christmas lights could be slowing down the Wi-Fi at your house.
Darn it.
Emily?
You are required to have a net worth of at least $1.5 million to open up a Taco Bell franchise.
Courtney, the hot new workout DVD for kids this holiday season is Fisher Price's My First Personal Trainer.
Who's lying, Courtney?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go with you, Doc.
You don't think the Christmas lights slow down the Wi-Fi at your house?
No, I don't.
Well, I got to tell you.
Oh!
All right. funny because they, here's the story. Where is it right here? It says your Christmas lights could be screwing up your Wi-Fi. They think it will slow things down. The electromagnetic interference, don't you know? So if your Netflix gets a little choppy, Courtney, just...
Netflix, my porn.
Unplug so your slow. Christmas
darn
lights.
Darn all that cheer.
Oh, come on.
Listen, thank you for trying.
Oh,
who,
I was a
wait
liar.
A minute, who was
I
liar?
I was lying, Courtney. There's no workout DVD for kids called My First Personal Trainer. That I know of. That I know of. A bunch of ripped little four-year-olds.
Courtney, we just gave you another great idea for a business, though, so...
You did.
You have a great day, okay?
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for being on
that. She's not used to being up this early.
No, she's not. Here's Annie. Hello, Annie.
Hello.
All right, we're 2-2 so far. Are you ready to give it a shot?
Yes.
All right, I will go first. Here's what I'll tell you. A new anti-aging pill is about to go into human testing, and it could extend your life, Annie, to 120 years.
Oh, God.
Emily? Yikes.
How about, I love this story, those four men from Oregon who are opening up a Donald Trump-themed vegan restaurant with dishes like the quinoa wall and mosque surveillance miso soup.
Delicious. All right, Annie, a 66-year-old woman had to call the fire department because she read online that you can make grilled cheese by turning your toaster on its side. Well, that toaster caught fire and it almost burned her house down.
You can't do it?
No, you cannot.
Oh.
Dang. Annie, who's lying?
I'm
going to
say Emily.
You think Emily's lying?
Oh, so rude.
You don't like the quinoa, what's it called?
The quinoa wall.
The quinoa wall. Guess what? You're right.
Yay. I had so much fun making that up, though.
Sounds delicious.
I got to tell you, that's another great idea, though.
I know.
Annie, you're a winner today.
Yay.
Yay for you. Off to
settle down,
there
man.
There you go. Stay on the line, okay?
Okay.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.